The First Order. From formless chaos sprang two creations, Erebus and Nyx. Erebus, he was darkness, and Nyx, she was night. They coupled at once, and the flashing fruits of their union were Hemera, day, and Aether, light. At the same time, because everything must happen simultaneously until time is there to separate events, chaos brought forth two more entities, Gaia, the earth, and Tartarus, the depths and caves beneath the earth. I can guess what you might be thinking. These creations sound charming enough, day, night, light, darkness, earth, depths, and caves, but these were not gods and goddesses, they were not even personalities. And it may have struck you also that since there was no time, there could be no dramatic narrative, no stories, for stories depend on once upon a time and what happened next. You would be right to think this. What first emerged from chaos were primal, elemental principles that were devoid of any real colour, character, or interest. These were the primordial deities, the first order of divine beings from whom all the gods, heroes, and monsters of Greek myth spring. They brooded over and lay beneath everything, waiting. The silent emptiness of this world was filled when Gaia bore two sons, all on her own. The first was Pontus, the sea, and the second was Uranus, the sky, better known to us as Uranus, the sound of whose name has ever been the cause of great delight to children from 9 to 90. Hemera and Aether bred too, and from their union came Thalassa, the female counterpart of Pontus the sea. This trick of virgin birth, or parthenogenesis, can be found in nature still, in aphids, some lizards, and even sharks. It is a reasonably common way to have young. There won't be the variation that two sets of genes allow, and this is the same in the genesis of the Greek gods. The interesting ones are all the fruit of two parents, not one. At the very beginning, the primordial deities always were the things they represented and ruled over. Indeed, Uranus is the Greek word for sky to this very day. You could say that Gaia was the earth of hills, valleys, caves, and mountains, yet capable of gathering herself into a form that could walk and talk. The clouds of Uranus, the sky, rolled and seethed above her, but they too could coalesce into a shape we might recognize. It was so early on in the life of everything, very little was settled. But all that was to change.